that act different from anybody else.
Do you ever hear the word have a sexual meaning? And someone who makes up his own mind and then you can't argue with him, he's going to do things his way and he won't listen to you. He'd say
he just got a one-track mind.
Okay. Or you tell him not to be so.
So curious.
And did you ever say he's pig-headed or stubborn or?
Mostly stubborn. That's if they had to do anything. He's stubborn if you can't alternate. I got a boy right away. Get to that his granddaddy on his mama's side.
Uh-huh.
Her daddy, you couldn't turn him no way you started. He's gonna do it his way or bust. I got a first cousin down here, married my first cousin. If we can do it like he wanna do, he gets a mad at his boy. He wouldn't change a bit.
He gets a mad at his what?
If he knowed he was building anything or doing anything like anybody else, he'd tear it up and redo it till he wore it out.
What would you say about somebody that you can't tease? Someone who can't take a joke? Just any little thing that they lose their temper. You'd say he's awful.
He's awful high tempered.
Uh-huh. And say something that happened to embarrass somebody. You say, well, now you better not tease him about that, because when it comes to that, he's still a little bit... He doesn't like to have it mentioned. He's still a little bit
funny about it.
Did you ever say he's testy or touchous about it? Or?
A little too touchous.
Uh-huh. And you say, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so.
Maybe you didn't know him.
Uh-huh. But if he lost his temper, you say he really got...
Gotten mad.
And if someone's about to lose their temper, you might tell them, now just...
Quiet down a little bit.
Or just keep...
Quiet.
Did you ever say keep calm or calm?
Yeah.
How would you say that?
I say, well, you better be calm and you're quiet about what you're trying to push on for somebody else.
And if you've been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
Tired.
Any other way of saying that?
Give out.
Or you just completely...
Give out.
Or using the word wear out, you say you're completely...
Wore out.
And if a person had been well, then suddenly you hear that they've got some disease, you'd say, well, yesterday they were fine. When was it that they...
They got sick mighty quick.
And if a person had gone out in bad weather and had come in with sneezing and everything, you'd say he went out in the rain and he...
Took a bad cold. Made him sick.
And if you do that, you have a...
You have a snotty nose.
Or if you get something caught in your throat, you have to...
Cough it up.
And if you can't talk right, you sound a little bit...
Hoarse.
And if someone usually went to bed, say, at 10 o'clock and stayed up one night until about 1 o'clock, you say by 1 o'clock he'd be feeling pretty
sleepy.
And you say at 6 o'clock in the morning I'll
get up.
Well, before you get up
you have to wake up first.
And you say he's still sleeping, you better go in there and
see about him.
And
investigate, see what's happened to him.
Uh-huh. You say he's gonna be late for work, you better go
get him up.
Or go
wake him up so he can go to work.
And someone who can't hear anything at all, you say they're completely...
Deaf.
Huh?
Completely deaf.
And if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
Sweated.
And a sore that comes to a head is called a...
Horizon.
Any other name for that?
Boil.
Huh?
Boil.
That's the same thing? What do you call the stuff that drains out?
Pus.
What about from a blister?